Thank you for calling Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is Jamie. How may I help you?
Hi, Jamie. I am calling to make a claim. One of my drivers for my Amazon DSP got into a single car accident with our van, and we want to make a claim.
Okay, what's your policy number?
Give me one sec.
Or your DSP code?
Our DSP code is FULR.
FULR?
Yes, ma'am.
Fuller Distribution Systems, Inc.?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and do you have the VIN number for the insured vehicle?
Yes, my partner Connor is going to read it off to you.
Okay.
It is 1F as in Frank, D as in dog, D as in dog, F as in Frank, 6, P as in Peter, 8, 2, N as in Nancy, K as in Katie, A as in Ashley, 3, 9, 1, 2, 8.
Okay, perfect. Give me just a second. And what was the date of the accident?
Today, about 3 hours ago.
Today. So around 12 o'clock, is it 3 your time?
It was right around 11:50 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay.
Actually, it was 12:50. I'm not sure if it matters, but it was actually 12:50.
Okay. Okay, and what's the spelling of your first and last name?
My name is Trent Fuller. TrentFuller. Or Trenton is my full name. TrentOn.
Your business address, is it still 4607 North 180th Avenue Circle?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
For email, I have TrentonFuller@gmail.com.
So it's TrentonJFuller@gmail.com. Just the letter J, not J-A-Y.
Okay. Phone number, 402-990-3816.
Yes, ma'am.
And do we have permission to send you text and email regarding the claim?
Yep.
Okay, and you have the, what's the state that this accident happened in?
It happened in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay, and do you have the actual address?
So it was on the interstate, it was on I-80, so there is really no address. Do you want me to give you the address where we took the van to right after we, there was like a mile down the road so we could get the packages off the van, or?
No, do you have like a near exit or number or anything?
Yes, give me one second.
Sorry, I trying to look it up while I was driving.
Okay.
Driving my own vehicle. What is that, mile marker? So it was near, it was right in front of me, Highway 77 and I-80 interchange. Is that good?
Okay, yeah, I-80 near Highway 77 interchange.
Yeah, where it starts to swing to go south instead of staying on I-80.
Okay, and you have a brief description of what happened?
From what our driver told us, he was just driving straight, and then all of a sudden the van just veered off to the right, and he hit a guardrail and went down a hill and ran into a fence.
Okay, so there wasn't another vehicle that was involved?
No, it was just our van and himself.
All right, give me just a second.
Oh, yeah, no, you're good.
All right, and do you have a damage description for the vehicle?
Yeah, fucked up. the front end, I guess it's totaled, but the front end is messed up. It's bent in. It's got pieces missing. There's parts everywhere. There are the side, since it's a box truck, it sticks out a little bit from where the corner of right behind the driver side is. It's ripped up, as in you can see the inside of the back of the truck from standing outside. I mean, I got pictures for you. I don't know. It's messed up, pretty much.
Okay.
It doesn't look good. How about that?
And was the vehicle towed, or was it drivable?
No, it was towed. It is not drivable.
And who's the company that towed the vehicle?
Shit. I mean, I can get you that info here maybe an hour or so, but it was the state patrol called them, and
okay.
I didn't get a name of what the company is.
Okay.
We had our own guy, but we didn't get there in time to let the cops know that we have our own guy. So they call whoever they have on call.
All right. This is a 22 Ford Transit.
Yep.
And do you have the plate number?
Yes. So it's going to be an Iowa plate, and it will be M as in Mary, Q as in Quentin, S as in Sam, 549.
Okay. And who was the driver?
Tyler Jordan. Spelled the acceptable way.
With an E-R, Tyler with an E-R or an O-R?
Yes. T-Y-L-E-R, and then Jordan is J-O-R-D, D as in dog, A-N.
Okay, and do you have an address, email, and telephone number for Tyler?
I got an email or an address and phone number, email, outside of what we made it for our work one. I do not have a personal email for him.
Okay, what's the address you have?
Go to Associates. Give me one sec. I'll give you here's his phone number while he's looking up his address here.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
Yes.
712-212-1623. Go to Associate Details. Should have. Yeah. All right. And then we have his address right here. His address is 649 Park Wild, one word, Drive, and that is in Council Bluffs, Iowa.
Did you say Hartwood, like H-E-A-R-T?
Sorry, Park. P as in Peter, A as in Aaron, R as in Ryan, K as in Katie, W as in Wayne, I as in Indigo, L as in Larry, and then D as in David, Park, Wild, and that should be one word.
Okay. And do you have Tyler's driver's license number and issuing state?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
So his issuing state would be Iowa. Driver's license number is 111. A as in Amy. M as in Mary. 8342.
Okay. Did he have any injuries?
We are not sure. Our other guy went to the hospital with him. We just have not met up with him yet. He went to the hospital to get checked out, at least. How about that?
Okay. And was there a passenger in the vehicle with him?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what was the name of the police department that came out?
Was it State Troopers? It was just the Nebraska State Patrol.
And do you have a police report number?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Any witnesses or a camera that you know of?
There was not a... There's cameras on the van. but there's no, like, Netrodyne camera facing inwards. They're all cameras on the outside of the van, if that makes sense.
Okay, the camera is facing the road, or?
Yeah, so there's a camera on the outside of the van that is, like, on the side panel in the back facing the outside of the road. Also on the driver's side, there's one as well. There's a camera on the back. There's just, and I want to say there might be one facing forward as well, but it's all on the outside of the van. There's no camera on the inside cabin. Does that make sense?
Okay. All right, give me just a second. I'll get you a claim number and the adjuster's information.
Okay. All right, awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, are you ready for the claim number?
Yep.
Okay, it's going to be X as an X-ray, C for Charlie, dash O.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, we only heard for a second.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
We blacked out there for a second.
Okay, your phone's ringing up. Do you need me to start over? Yeah, okay. The claim number?
Can you start over, please?
Yes, it's X for X-ray, C, Charlie, dash, O, Oscar, R, Robert, C, Charlie, A, Apple, dash, 24, dash, 04799.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I have the adjuster's name, email, and telephone number.
All right. I'm ready when you are.
The adjuster is Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, Leverone, L-E-V as in Victor, E-R-O-N-E.
Okay.
And the email is jordan.leverone@xclaims.claims. And both claims are plural, and there's no .com at the end.
Claims are plural, no .com. Perfect. And then, you got it up. Okay. All right, perfect. I appreciate it.
Yeah, let me give you the phone number for Jordan, and then I'll transfer you over to see if she's available.
Okay.
It's 769-888-1511.
Awesome.
All right, give me just a second. I'll see if she's available and get you transferred over there.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day. Thank you for calling Exceedance.
You too, Mike.